Burglar decision-making. Many studies of burglary are presented as if they were studies of their victims. However, who and whose property is targeted by burglars is more than just a study of the victim. It tells us a lot about the decision-making processes of burglars. Furthermore, these decisions are actually the result of a complex interplay between the burglar and the burgled. For example, a householder who fits burglar alarms has an influence on the burglar's decision whether or not to target that householder's property. The burglar also influences the householder to fit the alarm since other burglaries in the area might motivate the purchase of the burglar alarm. So, in a sense, burglary is an interaction between the burglar and the householder, though this interaction may be very indirect. As a consequence, it is equally possible to argue that studies of who is victimized are equally studies of the decisions made by offenders about where to burgle. One of the recurrent themes in research on crime is that offenders are in some way driven to crime by some sort of propensity to criminality. This encourages researchers to try to find the distinctive psychological features of offenders such as burglars. In other words, one needs to seek to find the ways in which burglars differed from the rest of the population. One important